fish. Today we're out looking for amazing sea creatures.
I go deep sea swimming and come face to face with wild dolphins.
Okay, Kane.
Already?
Vanessa goes hunting for whales and scoops out some blubber.
Yeah.
All right. Look at that. That's whale blubber.
I save lives at a hospital for sea animals that have been strangled by fishing nets and slashed by boat propellers.
Just feeding them. It's okay.
Charlie shows us how these fishy creatures can be your pets.
You know, fish are picky.
It's Popular Mechanics for Kids. Amazing sea creatures.
And today's show is all about amazing sea creatures.
Hi, I'm Tyler, and we're on Lake Memphremagog in Quebec, looking for the mysterious monster, Memphrey. What she's trying to say is that I'm the most gifted, talented, good-looking person she's ever had the privilege of working with. Memphrey is like a giant water snake, just like the Loch Ness Monster in Scotland.
At least that's what we've heard, anyway.
It was around 7:30. It was very calm. Suddenly, we saw something that big sticking out of the water, about that high.
It was coming toward the boat very, very fast.
And I can't tell if it was eyes or a mouth on it. You know?
It was slim on the top, and it was a lot of waves around the thing. And Mary wanted me to go back, and I said, no, I'm not going back.
So you think that's Memphrey?
Maybe yes, maybe no, I don't know, but it's something very, very strange.
So there's something out
there? There's something out there.
So there you have it, a monster mystery named Memphrey. We're going to be looking for him during the show.
Or her, you never know. We found some amazing sea creatures on our adventures, starting with a humpback whale. Here's Vanessa.
They're three times the size of this boat. Their tongues are as big as a hippo, and they're hungry. Today, I'm on a whale of a mission, to harpoon a humpback whale. Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt the whale. I'm actually trying to help it, with Dr. John. He's a marine biologist.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi.
I'm on board.
All right, every year, this time, the whales come up to the North Atlantic to feed. That's Dr. John's chance to see how they're doing. But it's not just like you can take a popsicle stick and ask the whale to open up and say, ah. John checks the whale's health by firing this arrow into its skin. It takes out a tiny piece of the whale.
Take aim.
Already?
Dr. John lets me test the crossbow by aiming at that orange buoy.
Fire!
Oh, that was cool!
Good shot!
All right. If whales are around, this machine will pick up their sounds.
I can hear it. They're really close. Listen.
This is a hydrophone, an underwater mic. Wow, what do you think he's saying? Is he just a lonely whale looking for love? So, what kind of whales are we looking for?
Today we're gonna try and find some mothers and some calves.
Oh. Now that we have an idea there are whales nearby, it's time to start our mission.
I'm so excited. Do you see them, John? They're right
here. Yeah.
There's a big one!
Okay, let's get this one.
Dr. John's gonna shoot this one because we only have one shot at this. If the whales get scared, they'll flee. There's another! And a baby!
Oh no! They're diving!
We're in the vicinity where they were last sighted. We'll see where they've gone. Gradually turn to port. Slow down.
There it is! Right there! Careful, John. Careful, John.
Slow down a bit. Right here.
Got him!
Okay, get the arrow. It's right there.
We got it.
Okay, I'm ready.
the time. Yeah.
All right. Look at that. That's Whale Blubber, the fat. It can tell us a lot about the land, like what it's eating.
John will take the blubber back to his lab to get it analyzed.
There it is. So what do they eat?
These whales eat capelin. What they do is they circle around a school of fish, then they dive underneath it and force it up to the surface, and then open their mouths and lunge through it.
Big whale, itty bitty lunch. So why is it so important to know what they eat?
Sometimes they change what they eat, and monitoring their food really helps us predict if we're overfishing certain kinds of fish.
So the samples can tell us if the whales have enough food to eat. If they don't, it can mean people are taking too many fish from the ocean. The blubber samples can also tell us which humpbacks are young, which ones are old, even which ones are pregnant. And we can figure out from that if the whale population is growing.
This is a really healthy population of humpback. It has lots of mothers and lots of babies.
Those humpbacks are doing fine. The morph incited, so bye-bye, BMK. I'm off to follow the whales.
I try and keep up with wild dolphins on an underwater scooter. That's later on PMK.
What's the number one predator of the sea? Nope, it's our old friend.
Shamu.
Yep, the killer whale is the greatest hunter of the deep. It's been known to eat fish, squid, seals, sharks, otters, dolphins, walruses, penguins, and other seabirds. And even whales bigger than themselves. Killer whales never chew their food. They swallow it whole or in chunks. You might see killer whales jumping out of the water. This is a hunting trick called spy hopping. This gives them a clear view of things in and out of the water. And they don't just hunt in the water. To catch food on land, killer whales can actually leap up on shore. Or another trick is to swim really fast, making a big wave that sweeps the victim into the water. Although pieces of people have been found inside killer whales, there's no evidence that a killer whale has ever killed and eaten a person.
Our search for Memphrey, the lake monster.
You go that way and I'll go this way. Okay.
Have you seen anything yet?
No.
Keep going.
Sorry, I didn't want to scare you.
Oh, no, no, no. You didn't scare me at all.
I'm fine.
So what are you doing?
I'm diving. Maybe I see Memphrey.
Really? Have you ever seen him before?
Well, I've been diving for 12 years. For over 2,000 times, I didn't see him yet.
Well, do you believe in him?
Over 400 people have seen him. Maybe it's true.
Richard hasn't seen him yet, but many people say they have, including the person who shot this home video.
Oh. Did you see that?
What's that?
I don't know.
Baby, it's people who are the monsters.
At least from a sea creature's point of view.
I go to a special hospital.
This is what most people know about SeaWorld. It's fun, but it's only part of it.
Hi, Tyler. Looks like Shamu said hi to you.
She sure did. This is Ed Neugebauer.
Let's hurry up. No time to waste.
He saves lives.
Here at SeaWorld, all kinds of sick and injured animals are rescued, treated, and returned to their natural habitat.
Manatees, dolphins, and turtles, like this one, who was injured by a boat propeller.
This is a loggerhead turtle. It was almost dead when people found it floating in the water.
But he's doing much better now. And soon, I'm gonna help him get home. First, it's feeding time for the recovering manatees. Yummy lettuce. And a bottle for this orphan baby manatee.
Just feeding them, it's okay.
Sometimes, manatees accidentally get caught in fishing nets. Other times, they get stuck in drain pipes. Whatever the reason, Ed and his team are always there to rescue them.
This is Snorkel. She was found rolling in the surf over in Cocoa Beach.
Ed is not sure of what happened, but he thinks that a boat accidentally hit her. The day she was rescued, she was so sick and her throat was so swollen that the veterinarians had to use a tube to help her breathe and another one to help her eat. That's why they call her Snorkel.
Go ahead and scrub Snorkel down. I'm gonna get the tubing supplies here. I'll be right back.
We have to clean the skin to inspect to make sure it's all healthy and there's no infections. And look, we've got to do a lot of scrubbing.
That looks good, Tyler. Why don't you go ahead and give me a hand? We're going to tube the manatee right now.
Okay.
Here's its gruel.
Ew.
And here's the pump that we'll pump it in with. I'll give you those. I'm going to go ahead and put the tube down into her stomach, and then we're going to hook up and pump that into her.
Okay.
You want to hold that for a second for me?
Sure.
Snorkel now eats on her own, but once a day, Ed still tube feeds her to make sure she gets enough food to get better. The shake that's pumped into her stomach is made of lettuce and crushed elephant vitamins. The perfect recipe for a skinny little manatee.
Very good.
Okay,
thank
so
you.
Now I just pump it?
Yep, go ahead and pump it. It's a little stiff at first, though. It gets a little food going. That's good. There you see it going in there.
Whoa. Cool. Yeah.
Well, Snorkel isn't well enough yet for her big release. But the turtle we met at the beginning of the story is...
Looks like Michelle could use your help. I'm going to go back and take care of the manatee. See you later.
All right.
Before we release the turtle...
Nine and a quarter inches.
One last check to see if he's back to his normal size.
Two, three.
We also attach an identification tag to its fin. If he ever gets hurt again, the veterinarian team will know his medical history and be better prepared to treat him.
So, why are we releasing the turtle here?
Well, basically, we like to release the turtles back to exactly where we got them from, and this is where we got them.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Oh,
good luck!
Charlie shows how to keep your very own sea creatures.
Hey, have you ever seen a fish smile?
That's later on PMK.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. You want to eat a nice fish? Hey, come and get it, man. Yummy. Fooled ya. I'll get you next time.
The blue whale is the largest animal on this planet. It's as large as an airplane. A blue whale weighs as much as 4,000 kids. Its heart weighs more than a cow. Its tongue weighs as much as a dump truck. Its mouth is big enough to park a car in. It eats tiny animals called krill, more than 8 million of them a day. Number of blue whales before people started hunting them? Over 200,000. Number alive today? Just over 10,000.
Hi! Today I'm building a home for some really amazing fish. I'll be right with you. Hey, how are you? I just had to finish feeding the fish and doing my laps. When you're starting an aquarium, you're creating a habitat, a whole new world for fish. And fish are picky. If you do it right, you'll have happy, healthy fish. Hey, have you ever seen a fish smile?
But if you do it wrong, you may have a bunch of dead fish on your hands. Hey, hey, fish are sensitive. Jeez. Now, these are my friends, the fish, and they need a home. The thing is, they're all extremely picky about what they eat, where they live, even the other fish they hang out with. Take, for example, the betta fish. He likes most fish, but he can't stand another betta male. If you put two of them in a tank together, one of them will be dead in half an hour, and you'll know why in a minute. So, let's make an aquarium. First, you pick the size of your tank. The bigger, the better. If the tank is bigger, the water temperature stays more stable, I can clean the tank easier, and I can keep more fish. Now, I've carpeted the floor with gravel. I've used a neutral color because it's soothing to the fish. I'm using tap water that's room temperature, or you can use bottled water. Now, I need to condition the water to get rid of any chlorine and iron and bacteria and any other gunk. In nature, the fish live in freshwater rivers and lakes that are sort of self-cleaning. Water flows in and out of them and carries away the waste product. Yep, and I'm talking fish poop. But the aquarium is a closed ecosystem, so I also need a filter to help me do some of the cleaning. And real plants will help keep the tank clean. Yep, they eat fish poop. As the plants grow, they give off oxygen, which the fish breathe. Now you can finish decorating your tank. If the tank is too bare, your fish will be shy and stay in the corners. You know, fish are picky. You can add anything that'll make you and your fish smile. Just don't put anything in that might dissolve and pollute the water. Fish don't like water temperature changes, so here's a heater. And ta-da! It's done. Black mullet. Celestial goldfish. Clown loach. Play customers. Kihi loach. Angelfish. And finally, I've saved the best for last. The betta fish. Well, it's not the best, but it is betta than the rest. Get it? It's the best. The betta is called a fighting fish. If you put a mirror in front of a betta, he thinks it's another betta. He changes color, gets all excited, and ready for a fight. So, I'm only adding one. Duh. Boy, I tell you, this aquarium looks great. Well, I have to go vacuum my apartment now. See you next time.
I'm on my way to go deep sea swimming with these guys and some dolphins. This is Denny Rochard. He studies bottlenose dolphins at the Human Dolphin Institute.
Keep your eyes open, Tyler. We're going to see them anytime now.
Dolphins are amazing animals. They can actually help people. That's part of the research they do with the Institute. The people at the Human Dolphin Institute take kids with emotional and learning disabilities out to meet dolphins. They say the dolphin's presence makes them feel better.
Hey, I see one right there.
You're right, Taylor. Let's get ready. Here, grab the scooter.
You have about 20 seconds to get a dolphin's attention. If they don't notice you by then, they usually get bored and leave.
I can't see them anymore.
That's okay, Tyler. They went down. We waited too long. They'll be back.
Lots of people use fish to attract dolphins, but it's illegal to feed them. So we're going to use patience.
Hey, Tyler, while we're waiting for them, I'll give you a few tips about swimming with dolphins. Do not try and reach them. Don't try and touch them. Don't try and grab them. Be very relaxed. Swim parallel to them, up and down, up and down. They love you to swim up and down and dive.
Hey, I see one right there.
Oh, you're right. Okay, pick it up.
It's just a theory, but some scientists think that wild dolphins have a positive effect on people because of their ability to echolocate. To echolocate means using sound to see. A dolphin makes a sound, and when that sound hits an object, the echo bounces back and tells the dolphin what lies ahead. The theory goes that when the dolphin's echolocation sounds make contact with a person, that person has positive feelings. True or not, echolocation certainly gives dolphins an advantage in murky water.
Oh man, that was amazing! This dolphin was swimming right beside me, and then he dove down and I didn't go with him. And then he surfaced again, and so I dove down with him this time. And it was as if he was saying, come dive with me, I feel so great!
Go PMK on the web and find out what it takes to go swimming with sharks. Check out how I learned to scuba and went down to meet those cold-eyed monsters of the deep. It's only at pm4kids.com.
Well, that about wraps it up for our amazing sea creatures episode of PMK.
I'm kind of disappointed we never actually got to see Memphrey.
He must have seen something. If he's not afraid, neither am I.
See you next time on Popular Mechanics for Kids.
Here we come, Memphrey!